This episode of the Bama Beat Podcast is brought to you by The Shirt Shop and Zaxby's. Cure your craving. Stop in today or visit Zaxby's.com. That's Zaxby's.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Tide Sports Pick Panel, brought to you by me, Hunter, and Clint. We are looking to bounce back from week two, which was tough on everybody.
It's a tough scene all around.
You know, had some games that I picked wrong, although, for instance, with both Mike Locksley and Mel Tucker, I was actually happy to see them win the games.
Right.
Just picked them wrong. Cal and Washington the same. I have a friend who's a big Cal fan.
And I'll go on record saying that I didn't hate the fact that Tennessee lost.
Hunter did not hate that Tennessee lost in the most painful way possible when they had a 99% chance of winning the game.
Could not happen to a better group of people.
Yeah, the only possibility of losing would be to give up a 75-yard pass and a field goal
right.
And lose in overtime.
Right.
Although it's not officially on our picks sheet, anybody got a pick on Tennessee and Chattanooga this weekend?
What's the line of that?
I wonder if they lined it. You'd have to be an inveterate degenerate for entertainment purposes only gambler to be on Chattanooga and Tennessee. But
we might have some of those that listen to us. You never know.
I hope we do.
Yeah.
And if you know one, have him tune in. We'd be happy to have him. It's probably lined somewhere.
Oh, probably a good opponent for Tennessee to have at 0-2. I wonder what that crowd's going to be like.
I don't know. I know what it's going to be like if the unthinkable happens.
Right.
It's going to be a crowd lining up to rent a U-Haul.
Right.
So, I do not see a line, which sometimes happens when you're playing FCS opponents. So, I'm going to assume Tennessee's favored.
Right. I would hope so.
By a substantial margin, but they need to make sure. They can't, it's one of those games now, the way the situation is. They could win 100-0, and it doesn't help them.
Right,
It isn't going to get anybody off.
Are you saying that it doesn't feel like 98 anymore?
It's not going to get anybody off of. I'll tell you how bad it's gotten for Tennessee. I'm watching the NFL yesterday, and Peyton is on there, and he's selling Tide. So if that doesn't tell you.
I feel bad for Tide. They couldn't get a Heisman winner to peddle their products. Charles Woodson must not have been available.
Charles Woodson not available.
My third favorite Heisman winner of all time behind Mark Ingram and Derrick Henry, Charles Woodson.
Oh, well, that's another topic for another day. Let's move on and get this done so we can get to our picks for the week and try and redeem ourselves as quickly as possible.
Clint, you going to go through them?
Yeah, I'll take it. All right, so first off, guys, we have Iowa at Iowa State, and Iowa State is favored by 1.
Where game day's going this week?
Yeah, I think they'd never been to Ames.
Right.
Is that right?
I mean, good for them. Ames is awful. I would say it's probably of the Power 5 schools that I've been to, the town. It's probably my least favorite. And Iowa City's great.
Yeah.
Ames, not so much. Starkville's gotten a lot better, but at the time in 2004, I thought it was like a worse Starkville.
That's Hunter Johnson, everybody.
Yeah, I speak for everyone here.
I personally have not been to Ames and don't have anything negative to say about it. Any town in Iowa.
I bet our listenership is not real big in Ames, so I'm not really worried about it. They could make one of their boards.
There'll be somebody.
Yeah.
There'll be somebody.
So who you guys going with?
I'm going with Iowa State, if only to calm people down after Hunter's
insult. I'm fueling the flames here. I'm taking Iowa.
There you go.
Just because I still have a dream of one day playing Iowa in a college football playoff.
I will say there's one thing real quickly about this game. If they can do it this way, Big 12, Iowa State, Big 10, Iowa. Why can't Texas and Texas A&M do it?
Arrogance on both sides.
Yeah. Nope. They should do it. They should do it.
So yeah.
If Iowa and Iowa State can work it out, Texas and Texas A&M.
Clemson and South Carolina can work it out.
Well, they play. They play at the end of the year. I get that. And I get there's a little bit of difference. SEC, ACC, because you only play the eight conference games in those two leagues. But these are both nine-game conferences, and they still manage to find a way to play, and everybody gets excited, and it's good for football in Iowa, which is what we all care about.
Right, right.
Yeah, I definitely trust Nate Stanley more than I do Brock Purdy. For sure, Purdy against ranked opponents has been pretty awful. And Iowa, I mean, I think they have way more NFL talent across the board. I like Iowa in this one, too.
By the way, breaking news, I found it. Tennessee is a 28-point favorite.
That's for an FCS team.
28 points over the scrappy Mogs of UT Chattanooga. So
it's gotten bad in Knoxville.
Yeah.
We're not picking that one. But it's 28.
No, I'm picking UT Chattanooga. I'm going with the Mocs.
There you go. Okay. Yeah. Hunter is officially Hunter gets one bonus point
if the Mocs cover.
If the Mocs cover it plus 28.
Yeah. All right. So next game on the list is Kansas State at Mississippi State, and Mississippi State is favored by 9.
I mean, with Mississippi State's quarterback, you know, he's probably not playing right now.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to. Yeah.
I'm going K-State.
Bill Snyder's not at Kansas State for the first time since.
No, they had the. Don't forget the Ron Prince era. It wasn't interim. He was there for. Yeah.
He's the third Bill Snyder era has not started yet.
Right.
Let me put it that way. So
every day should be Saturday. He's going to be mad that you forgot about the Ron Prince era.
Well, they'll have to be mad. It'll always be Bill Snyder to me.
Right.
And the Bill Snyder family.
Right.
With that said, I like Kansas State also.
Well, I got a question, Cecil. Were you surprised that Mississippi State turned to Garrett Schrader, the true freshman, over Deontay Thompson?
Don't know all the dynamics of it. Keaton Thompson.
Yeah. Deontay Thompson.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
That would have been awesome, yeah.
Come back and play quarterback for him. But, you know, I don't know all the dynamics of it. I don't know if Keaton went into the transfer portal. I don't know.
He did for a little while. And that's probably why.
Now, that does not disqualify you from playing.
Right.
Somebody was floating that theory on Twitter. You can go in and come out. You know, the portal, people attach magic to the portal that it doesn't really have. All it does is let other schools contact you.
Right. Let you know that you're available.
And they can contact you without committing a violation.
Right.
So,
That is weird, though, because that was a pretty big battle in preseason camp.
Absolutely.
And the other thing, I thought Schrader looked pretty good. So
he did. He looked really, and that's what's got me.
Maybe he's just beating him out.
It's
in camp,
very possible.
You know,
I mean, I was very surprised. Now, granted, you know,
I'll tell you what that will do when the freshman gets out of you. That'll put you right back in the portal.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, I'm surprised. You know, that hadn't already been a thing. You know what? I think I'm going to go Mississippi State. I really like Kylin Hill. The fact that it's at Mississippi State, if this was at Kansas State, I'd probably be – it certainly wouldn't be a nine-point – they wouldn't be a nine-point dog to Mississippi State if it was at Kansas State, but I think I'm going to go Mississippi State there. All right, so next on the list, Florida at Kentucky. Florida is a 9.5-point favorite over the Wildcats.
That quarterback injury is just devastating.
Right.
Yeah, that changed everything for Kentucky.
And their now starting quarterback, a former Alabama baseball commitment. That was what he initially was. His brother was Austin Smith, who played baseball at Alabama. And he was committed to play baseball, then ended up committing to, I believe, he went to Troy for a little bit. He played for Troy for 3 years. I think he was committed to UCF at one time for football also. And now, what do you know, he went there just to be the backup, and now he's a starting quarterback at Kentucky.
Yeah, going against Florida's dynamic defense.
I've got to take Florida.
Yeah. Also, shout out Roger Pat Myers on Twitter, because I would not have known that information about Austin Smith's brother.
You only get that information on this podcast,
right? So I'm gonna ride with him. I'm gonna go to Kentucky.
Okay,
getting the points.
Right, I'm getting the points, yeah. And like
at Kentucky,
they finally got over the hill hump last year and beat Florida. So you know. Maybe they can do it again. I don't think they're going to win straight up.
I really don't like picking with Felipe Franks, but I have to. I just think that with Terry Wilson out, it's devastating for them.
Yeah, I may be way off base here, but it seems like Florida's had essentially the same quarterback since Tebow.
You're not wrong.
Like, I mean, they're all like supposed to be really good, and they're just all very bleh. Like they might hit a deep ball every once in a while, like maybe one throw that's going to make a big play in the game, but then it's otherwise it's just.
You would think too, that they could, and it's hard. It's hard to, you know, LSU, although Joe Burrow looks like the real deal now, but how many years did LSU, you know, have they wandered around looking for a quarterback?
Well, even with LSU, they could trot out a guy who looked like a dynamic playmaker, and he was still the same. Like, I mean, yeah, they could turn Jarrett Lee and Jordan Jefferson into essentially the same person.
They literally spent a decade trying to get over the Ryan Perilou recruitment. So, anyway.
Yeah, I'm definitely going.
I'm going to take Florida.
I'm taking Florida.
Well, if I'm going to make a comeback in this, sure. I got to make some different picks.
Sure. So. Yeah, no, I hear you.
Do what you got to do.
Next on the list, Ohio State is a 14-point favorite over Indiana. The game is at Indiana.
Oh, I'm taking Ohio State.
Yeah.
Road dog, I get all that. Ohio State smashing teams in that league.
Yeah, yeah, that number seems a little low to me. I'm going Ohio State also.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking with the way Justin Fields has looked.
I mean, I get it. It's a road dog. That's right. Double-digit road dogs are good to have.
2 years ago, they opened up the season on a Thursday night in Bloomington. Indiana kept it close for, I think, the first 2.5 quarters, and then finally Ohio State just pulled away.
The semi-Cobbs days.
Yeah.
After seeing what they did to Cincinnati, I actually like Cincinnati pretty well. Ended up going Ohio State, but I just don't see Indiana keeping that even remotely close. Next on the list, NC State is a 6.5-point favorite over West Virginia. It's at West Virginia.
Yeah, I'm going to take West Virginia here. Not that they did not look absolutely terrible against Missouri, but I'm going to, on the home dog. A, the home dog theory.
You can't go against it too much.
And B, anybody not named Clemson from the ACC, they could lay a pizza out there. You don't know.
I'm going to go West Virginia also. Just, take the points.
Yeah, they look terrible. because I went back and watched that James Madison game too, or, at least the first half, and it – Austin Kendall just doesn't seem like he's it.
I wish I could see Claire right now. He's legitimately struggling with this pick. Like, he's over here with his head in his hand. He does not know who to pick.
I don't want to pick West Virginia. I'm going to go NC State.
Okay.
I don't know a ton about NC State. I don't think
Neil Brown's a terrible coach either.
I think he's going to take a little while for him, though. Yeah. I'm going to go with NC State. I'm taking pretty much a lot of favorites right now. So next on the list is Stanford at number 17, UCF, and UCF is favored by 7.
I'm taking UCF.
I'm going with Stanford just because I want Stanford to win. That's completely a picking with my heart, not with my head here at all.
You're talking about two schools that are about as far apart as you can get.
Right.
I'm sure I could find it. I'm sure the story has been written. I don't know how this game got skipped.
Right.
That's exactly kind of what
I was thinking. Is it a 2-for-1 situation? But they don't do 2-for-1s. So, yeah. I don't know why they're doing that. But
yeah. Oh, man. Stanford was another team that didn't. I picked them last week against USC, and I was actually very confident in that, and they got destroyed.
There'll be a lot of incentive for UCF. I'm not getting into all the 2017,
I am. That's the way I am.
That's the way Hunter is.
Yeah.
But I'm not, and I'm just picking UCF, and that's it.
Yeah, I'm going to go UCF, too, after I got burned by Stanford last week. It's leaving a sour taste in my mouth. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to finish up the last half of these picks, so you guys stay tuned for that. This is Clint Lamb with the Bama Beat Podcast, brought to you by Zaxby's. And welcome back into the Bama Beat Podcast, brought to you by Zaxby's. Sitting here with Cecil Hurt and Hunter Johnson, we've been making some college football picks. We're just going to dive right back into it. Guys, the next one up on the list is number 1, Clemson, is a 24-point favorite going on the road against Syracuse.
It was the last time that they played in the Carrier Dome that Syracuse pulled the upset. On a Friday night, wasn't it?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I don't think that's happening this time.
I don't either. It's just a matter of that many points.
Right.
Is all I'm wondering about. I'll live to regret this. I'm going to take Syracuse plus 24.
Do you think that there's going to be any lingering effects from the beating that Maryland and Mike Locksley gave Syracuse last week?
That was all karma for what he did to Hugh Freeze, for what Syracuse did to Hugh Freeze and made him coach from a hospital bed. I'm going Clemson here.
I think I'm going to go Clemson too. Last week I thought that Texas A&M did a great job, especially holding Clemson's run game in check. Clemson's way too good to, and I'm not impressed with Syracuse, so I'm going Clemson. Next up on the list, Texas Tech is a 3-point favorite over Arizona, and it's at Arizona.
God, tough schedule that this made one of the top 10 games this week.
Yeah,
there's really nothing appeasing at all about it.
I'll take Arizona.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. A home dog, I'll go Arizona also.
Yeah, you'd hope at some point it's got to finally start clicking with Khalil Tate and Kevin Sumlin. We keep waiting on the Johnny Manziel magic to happen. It's just, I mean, it's been okay. It just hadn't been as dynamic as we thought. But, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and take the home dog too there. So we're unified on that one. Next on the list, Arizona State at number 18, Michigan State. And the Spartans are a 10.5-point favorite at home.
I'm going Michigan State. Revenge game for them. I'll go Michigan State.
Yes.
I think I will too.
Yeah, I'm definitely going Michigan State. I think the run defense versus that Arizona State. I like Eno Benjamin. I think he's a good running back, but I don't really think that
I'll tell you what, getting both Arizona schools, man, that's
brutal. Yeah, and you know what? The schedule in the next couple of weeks doesn't look like it's getting a whole heck of a lot better. At least we'll get Notre Dame and Georgia.
All right.
That's coming up, so to give us something to look forward to. But so, yeah, I think we're all Michigan State there.
Yep.
Okay. And, of course, the last game on the list, saving it for last, best for last, Alabama started off, I think, as what, a 21-point favorite over South Carolina?
It got to 22.5 at one point.
I think it's 24.
Yeah, I think the latest is 24, maybe even 25. So what do you guys think about that, going to Columbia?
I'm taking a home dog and 24 points.
I think I'm leaning that way.
I certainly am picking Alabama to win, but I'm taking the 24 points.
I tend to agree. I mean, I don't think South Carolina's good, but I think that atmosphere will be – it'll be a tough atmosphere to go into and play. I think that Alabama's going to win, and I think Alabama's going to play well, but I just don't know that 24 is a lot of points. I could see I think that line's probably about right. I could see, 34-10 type game. So I'm going to take South Carolina, though.
I think, with the strengths of South Carolina, I don't think it matches up well against what Alabama does well, especially their offense versus Alabama's defense. And we talked about Ron Helinski on the last podcast that me and Cecil just wrapped up doing. I think I'm going to go Alabama. I think it's one of their only chances, especially early in the season, to have a statement game. So you would hope that they're kind of focused in. A lot's going to depend on how, if Alabama can get back some of these injured offensive linemen. But I think I'm going to go Alabama minus 24, give up the points. All right. And then we got three other SEC games that we're going to be picking.
Okay.
So that'll wrap up kind of the last bit of this. Arkansas State is at number 3, Georgia, and Georgia is a 31.5-point favorite.
In that scheme of things, I think Arkansas State's okay. But it seems to me that Kirby is a runner-up of scores.
Yeah.
Starting to get that feeling, too. Definitely.
He likes putting the big numbers up.
Right.
I'll take Georgia.
I would take Georgia as well.
Yeah. It was Arkansas State with the Blake Anderson.
Right. Their team's going through a lot.
Yeah, a whole lot.
And I think they're 0-2 on the start.
Well, actually, they dominated UNLV.
Okay.
He showed up, I think, right before the game, like a few hours before the game, and team went crazy, and they rallied around him. But that's a lot of emotion last week that probably won't carry into this week, so I think we'll go Georgia too. Next on the list is Kent State at number 8, Auburn. And Auburn is a 34.5-point favorite.
I did not get to watch the Auburn-Tulane game. But I have seen a lot of Barners lamenting and just frustrated with how they looked. I think a lot of them underestimated how, I don't want to say how good Tulane is, but how decent Tulane is.
Yeah, they're a much better team.
The bowl game last year aside, I don't think of Gus as a runner-up of scores. Mm-hmm. I think Gus, once they get where they need to get, he plays pretty conservatively.
Right.
So that's a lot of points.
I'm going Kent State.
Yeah, I'm going to take.
I'm going Kent State too.
I'm going to take Kent State.
Yeah,
since it's Saban's alma mater, they may
right.
some a residual grudge. But
well, we talked a lot about heading into the season with Auburn having all five of their offensive linemen coming back, five seniors. Even though they've been pretty terrible the last 2 years, we just expected positive development from all those guys. And they've been very mediocre to start the year. So, and I don't think, you know, Auburn's pretty banged up at receiver. Seth Williams, Will Hastings dealing with some stuff, Anthony Schwartz. Yeah, I'm definitely going Kent State there. And the last game on the list, this one's a doozy. This is going to be a great game. Colorado State at Arkansas. And the Razorbacks are favored by 13.5.
Appointment viewing here. See, so we might have to stop somewhere on the ride back from Columbia or on the way there. We got to make sure that we are in front of a television for this game.
I'm going to pick this one like I was Marlon Perkins. So what if you had a Razorback and a Ram?
Hmm.
You know, that would be a tough, I mean, because the Ram, give him a big headbutt.
That would be more entertaining than what we're going to see.
Well, it may be. It may be. But that's what you've got. You know, if the mascots just get loose and tear, like Georgia and Texas, and as you see, that was exactly the correct way to predict that game.
Right.
That Bevo is going to send Ugga scurrying.
Also, another reason that Alabama needs a live elephant.
Another reason.
Agreed.
Another reason. But
no safety issues there.
I'm going Colorado State.
If you're going to give the pig the point, then I'm going to take the pig.
Okay.
I'm going to go Arkansas, too. And that's tough. I mean, yeah, I just don't have a whole lot to say about this one, to be quite honest.
I think Arkansas is changing quarterbacks, too.
Oh, they're being
switched to... I'm sure that'll change everything.
Yeah, Starkle. Starkle. I think Nick Starkle's going to start.
That should help the downfield passing a little bit.
Should. Like, I mean, you know, because I think they just need a change.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's whatever they're doing is not really working. So
not working. And Nick Starkle's got, as you say, he's got an arm.
Mm-hmm.
Cannon.
You know, yeah. So that should wrap it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is I'll go in and I think so what you
I'm confident about this week. I think we bounce back.
I think we kind of think we have to. I think
I'm not really.
This is a terrible. You know, as far as there being a big marquee game that you're like Texas LSU or Clemson Texas A&M. Yeah, you know, there's not. There's just not.
Yeah, I think so. On the year, what I'm 11-6. No,
five I'm worse than that.
5-5, 6-4. Yeah, I'm 11-9. Cecil, I think, is, you know, we went 5-5, so that's 14. And yeah, 14,
meanwhile, I went a stellar 3-7 last week.
14-6.
Yeah. 14-6. So, yeah,
I think I'm at 500.
I think that we're making people a lot of money.
Yeah, y'all are.
If they're following our picks. So hopefully we bounce back from this week.
I will say about this week's slate of games, it's a great weekend to have a road game that you're going to drive to and you don't mind being in the car for the majority of a Saturday because not really missing much.
Yeah. That's always a positive spin.
Yeah.
I respect that. All right, so that's going to do it. We appreciate you guys hopping on here with us today, and we will talk to you guys next week. This has been the Bama Beat Podcast brought to you by Zaxby's.